on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Good and New Charity has released a statement in response to the Sunday Times article that revealed the charity received over €400,000 more than it had spent in the past 2 years. A 94-year-old woman who died in a house fire in Buncrana has been named locally as Sadie Gill. Minister English has given the go-ahead to Donegal County Council to work on initiating a process to provide housing for mica-affected homeowners in Donegal. And more than €1.7 million has been awarded to Donegal County Council to cover the cost of the initial clean-up following the Inishowen floods. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Minister Kevin Boxer Morne has confirmed 8,000 homes across Ireland are to receive flood defences as part of a €260 million plan due to be signed off today. Minister Morne said the OPW carried out a CFRAM report which surveyed the country and identified flood risk areas including Castlefin. The Independent is reporting that separate supports for communities affected by flood emergencies in Donegal and Laois in recent months are also to be made available. Minister Morne says they will be taking big steps towards protecting areas at risk of flooding.
People ask the question, how are we going to deliver the scheme just from the past? I'm going to put engineers, technical staff from the OPW working with local authorities to deliver the schemes for the people, because sometimes the local authorities don't have the expertise in delivering these schemes, and I believe the OPW have the expertise and put people, engineers working with local authorities to deliver those schemes is a faster way of doing business for the people.
Meanwhile, more than €1.7 million has been approved by Cabinet to Donegal County Council to cover the cost of the initial clean-up following the Inishowen floods in August. Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh has welcomed the payment of €1,729,000 due to be made to the local authority in the coming days. Minister McHugh has paid tribute to the council staff who he says worked tirelessly in the days and weeks following the floods.
We'd like to acknowledge Donegal County Council for their great dedication and commitment in the immediate aftermath of the flood in Inishowen, and also to the many volunteers. The approval today of €1.7 million covers those initial costs in the first few days, and that doubles up to other funding avenues as well, for example humanitarian assistance up about €300,000, and to businesses and sports groups there's been over three quarters of a million in payments made in that regard. And I know there's also an application in for roads and bridges of about €15.3 million, and there's also the process for farmers through the Department of Agriculture where 300 farmers have applied for grant assistance up to €15,000. So there's been a lot of schemes, a lot of hard work.
And while initially the process was slow in announcing these fundings, it is positive that they are coming now.
Everybody was of the opinion that the first people that needed to be looked after were the people who were discommoded from their homes, and that was the initial response, and people did bide their time. And you know, for example, the likes of even Coghill Celtic, and I met with the committee in the last couple of months, and they were also making that point that, you know, they waited, but you know, there comes a time when they need closure as well, and they need to map out what they intend doing, and whether it's businesses, whether it's sports clubs.
A 94-year-old woman who died in a house fire in Buncrana has been named. Sadie Gill was pronounced dead at the scene after the blaze broke out yesterday afternoon at her farmhouse in Illies. Gardaí have preserved the scene, and a forensic examination was due to be carried out today. Local parish priest and friend Father Francis Bradley was speaking earlier on the 9 till noon show.
I was only one of many people who knew this lady very well. She was a delight, as I say. She might have been diminutive in stature, but she has left a long shadow behind her. And, you know, one of the tragedies in this, and it was just, you know, coming as a human being at this, never mind as a person of faith, knowing how faithful this woman was and what a delight she was, I really do feel heartbroken, not only by her death, but by the manner of her death. And I have to say I'm set back by it. and I'm only one of a huge number of people who will. And I suppose for me, the main tragedy is that the headlines in our news and on radio and in the print media will reflect how she died, and yet the bigger story is how this woman lived and the great gift that she was to her family and to those who knew her so well.
A statement has been issued on behalf of the Good and New charity shop in Letterkenny in response to an article in the Sunday Times revealing that the charity had received over €400,000 more than it had spent in the past 2 years. The organisation say auditors have confirmed the €400,000 figure mentioned was from accounts filed in November in 2016. Stephen Murphy reports.
In a statement issued on behalf of the board of the Good and New Shop, it says auditors have confirmed the €400,000 figure mentioned in the Sunday Times report was from accounts filed in November last year. They added that it was their intention to build up this reserve to purchase a building in early 2017 at a cost of €270,000 to run the organisation from. This was completed early this year, hence the surplus of funds. The statement also said the charity's chairman, Eamon McDevitt, was taken off guard when contacted by the journalist and is not used to answering media queries. He was mistaken in thinking that his accountant was away. You can read the statement in full on our website, islandradio.com.
Clodagh Hall's family say she and her sons were savagely and brutally killed in a premeditated and calculated manner. Verdicts of unlawful killings have been returned in the deaths of Clodagh and her three sons. Their dad, Alan Hall, killed them before taking his own life in Cavan in 2016. Stephanie Grogan reports.
The inquest has heard harrowing details into the killings of Clodagh Haugh and her three sons, Liam, Niall and Ryan, at the hands of their father. Today, the inquest heard from Alan Haugh's psychotherapist, who said Alan had 10 counselling sessions in the months before the killings and his goal was to get his family life back to the way it was. On their last session, the psychotherapist said Alan Haugh was stressed and said, "People think of me as a pillar of the community. If only they knew." That day, Alan Haugh also visited his GP and complained of a toenail problem along with stress and insomnia, which he said had arisen with a work colleague. A psychiatrist from the Central Mental Hospital said at the time of the killings he believed Alan Hall had progressed from a long-standing depressive illness to a severe depressive episode with psychotic symptoms. Clodagh Hall's mother and sister spoke through solicitor Liam Keane outside the inquest about this diagnosis.
Whilst the psychiatrist has attempted as best he could to create a retrospective diagnosis based on notes and records, his GP, who knew him for 5 years, said that he never displayed any signs of depression.
The coroner said there were no words to describe what had happened to the Haugh family, and it's unimaginable what they've had to endure. Stephanie Grogan in Cavan.
Minister Damien English has confirmed that a number of recommendations set out in the expert panel's report on mica-affected homes in Donegal will be implemented in the coming months. The Housing Minister met with the Mica Action Group and affected homeowners in Carndonagh last night to discuss the latest report and has committed to put Technical Recommendation 1 in place by May. He says over the next few months, homeowners will see action.
Well, the main discussion today was the kind of the outcome of the expert panel report, which we had in June, and in that they set out 7 right recommendations, 2 that are very much important to the other guys here. And so I was updating them how they're moving along, and they're nearly on track. We hope to have the kind of the recommendation number 1 in place in the months ahead. What has to happen is the National Standards Authority of Ireland will bring us back the agreed protocol to be able to assess someone's house and offer the solutions around that as well. So that's the most important part, and that will happen in the months ahead, and then we can use that to be able to find solutions to people's homes and get the houses fixed. That's the bottom line here. So I gave them commitments around timelines roughly. I can't guarantee right down to the day, but we all agree now the next 4 to 5 months this thing will reach closure.
Meanwhile, the Housing Minister has given the go-ahead to Donegal County Council to work on initiating a process which would provide housing for homeowners in Donegal affected by mica. Many families have been forced out of their homes as they have been deemed unsafe to live in. Local Councillor Martin McDermott has welcomed Minister English's commitment that the local authority can now begin working to provide those affected with alternative accommodation. He says while a lot of work is needed, this is a step in the right direction.
One of the big things that we've been pushing over the last couple of weeks is that to try to get housing for people that's affected. And he's sort of given commitment to our local authority now to deal with that. And so the first thing tomorrow morning, we can start having the conversations with the engineers, with the director service as to how we proceed with that. But look, there's a lot of work to be done yet. The pressure has to keep on here, but I do think we're moving in the right direction.
And providing these homeowners with social housing is a massive thing.
Absolutely, very, very important. When you have families in here tonight that are out of their house 2 or 3 days before Christmas, nowhere to live, and having to keep paying a mortgage, having to keep their family going, having to keep everything going, so the days of Christmas, they need help. There needs to be a process put in place that either HAP or some form of payment can happen, and hopefully now over the next couple of days that we can deal with this on a case-by-case basis, and that these people won't be left without a home.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. The best place to get your hands on the new O'Neill's Donegal jersey this Christmas.
It's almost 5:15. We'll say hello to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with soccer, and Finn Harps will begin life in the SSE Electricity League First Division with an away trip to Drogheda United on Friday the 23rd of February. Both sides were relegated last year from the Premier Division. The league today released a full set of fixtures for the 2018 campaign. Harps' first home game will come a week later as Longford Town visit Finn Park on Friday the 2nd of March. That'll be followed with Shelburne come to Balbuffet a week later on the 9th of March. And the 2017 First Division champions, Waterford, they'll start their Premier Division campaign against Derry City at the Regional Sports Centre a week earlier on Friday the 16th of February. Derry's first home game is a North West Derby. That's on the 23rd of February at the new Brandywell Stadium. That's against Sligo Rovers. Sligo, they start at home to Limerick, while last season's double winners, Cork City, they travel to St Patrick's Athletic. Dundalk, they're set to face Bray Wan and Bohemians, they play Shamrock Rovers in a big Dublin derby. You can get our full fixture list on our website, highlandradio.com, in the sports section. Elsewhere in soccer cross channel, John Walters scored and came through a full 90 minutes for Burnley in a behind closed doors game with Wigan today. The Republic of Ireland forward hasn't played since picking up a knee injury in Burnley's EFL Cup win at Blackburn in August. Walters' return is a boost for manager Sean Dyche, with festive games to come against both Tottenham and Manchester United. And West Ham's Manuel Lanzini, he'll have to serve a 2-match ban for diving. The midfielder's appeal against a successful deception of a match official has been rejected by the FA. It won his team a penalty and a 3-0 Premier League win at Stoke, which was scored by Mark Noble. Elsewhere on the pitch tonight, Leicester are the latest side looking to end Manchester City's winning domestic run. They meet in the King Power tonight in the quarter-finals of the EFL Cup. The other quarter-final sees West Ham make the trip across London to face Arsenal. Both games kick off at 7:45. In Gaelic games, 5 Donegal players have been named on the Ulster Schools Senior All-Star team for 2017, making up a third of the side. St Jurand's College stopper Owen Boyle has been named as the goalkeeper. Among the backs are Brian Diver of St Jurand's College in Letterkenny Gaels and Aaron Doherty of Carrick Vocational School and Naef Columba. St Columba students Oisin Gallen and Paddy Dolan, they're named in the forward line. Gallen plays as club football with McCool's and Dolan lines out for Convoy. The 5 winners will receive the All-Star Awards in the new year. And last night in Belfast, 2 Donegal students received their Ulster Future Star. Kieran Moore from Loretto Milford and Jamie Grant from St Eunan's were at Queen's University with the rest of the winners, who came through a series of trials that involved students from across the province. Kieran plays as club football at St Eunan's, while Jamie is a member of the Termon Club. Moving on to rugby, and Cian Healy, he'll face a disciplinary hearing in London tomorrow. The Leinster prop's been cited for an incident in Saturday's Champions Cup win over Exeter at the Aviva. He's alleged to have struck the head of Exeter hooker with his forearm after charging into a ruck. Healy was sunburned at the time and could now be suspended for Leinster's upcoming interprovincial games. If found guilty, Leinster coach Lancaster says Healy would be a huge loss.
I mean, obviously we don't know, it's hypothetical, because we'll wait for the process to take place. So, he'll be disappointed, but it gives opportunities in my mind to Jack McGrath to re-establish himself, to Peter Zuli, to Ed Byrne. Both have been exceptional in the A-team, and that's the way you roll with coaching. You move on to the next guy and make sure that they're ready and prepped and ready to go.
Meanwhile, a decision on Johnny Sexton is his availability for their inter-pro clash with Munster will be made later this week. The out half was taken off 3 minutes into Saturday's win, and he's going through the return to play protocols. And Connacht have a number of injury concerns ahead of Saturday's Pro 14 derby with Ulster at the sports ground. Prop Dennis Buckley is to see a specialist this week after suffering an ankle injury in the Challenge Cup win over Breathe. Back row Owen McKeown suffered a calf injury in training last week. He'll be out until the end of January. However, Jared Butler will be integrated into training this week. In boxing, there was 2 Donegal winners on the final night of action last night at the 9 Counties Championships in Belfast. Dunfanaghy's Oisin Wallace was crowned 60kg under 14 Ulster champion, and Rafoe's Owen McGarrell won the 16-year-old 52kg division. There was also 5 silver medals coming back to the county. They were won by Andrew Cunningham, Oisin Devlin, Shanna Jackson, Ryan Ward Mulrain, and Thomas Doherty. Moving on to darts in Northern Ireland's Daryl Gurney, he'll find out his second round opponent tonight at the William Hill World Darts Championships. Dan Dawson's at Alexander Palace in London.
It's either Finland's Marco Kantola or Big John Henderson of Scotland, a man who world number 4 Gurney beat in the semis on his way to the Grand Prix title in Dublin back in October. Those two square off later when we also get to see 2 former winners of this William Hill World Championship. Raymond van Barneveld and Adrian Lewis, 7 world titles between them, both open their accounts, but don't rule out shocks. While Gurney avoided one last night against Belgium's Ronnie Huybrechts, 63-year-old Paul Lim from Singapore had 3,500 fans chanting his name during a deciding set 3 with former Lakeside champion Mark Webster.
Finally, for this evening, in athletics, 100 metres world champion Justin Gatlin insists he's not been using performance-enhancing drugs. The American athlete, who's twice served doping bans, has sacked his coach, Dennis Mitchell, who allegedly offered to supply drugs to undercover reporters. Mitchell and an agent, Robert Wagner, they deny any wrongdoing following a sting by the Daily Telegraph. The United States Anti-Doping Agency and Athletics Integrity Unit are looking into the matter. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Hayden will be after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. Some locals have expressed concerns about a Donegal nightclub's decision to open on Christmas night. A special licence has been granted to the Limelight nightclub in Glenties to open at 1 minute past midnight. It's thought as many as 1,600 people will turn up. Brian Carr from the local community development group says the moves raise some eyebrows in the town.
There's going to be so many people landing in Glenties on Christmas night that our population will probably treble from 800 people to there'll be 1,600 revelers in the town that night and everything.
It's understood plans are underway for a joint visit by the Pope and Queen Elizabeth to the north next year. Pope Francis is due in Dublin in August next year for the World Meeting of Families. According to media reports in Northern Ireland, it's understood plans for a joint visit between the heads of the Catholic and Anglican churches are being worked on. Earlier, the Archbishop of Armagh, the Most Reverend Richard Clark, told Q Radio News a joint visit would be remarkable and wonderful. But Father Brian Darcy says it hasn't been confirmed.
It's a good idea the Pope is coming. I'm in favour of that, particularly this Pope, I think. Pope Francis is quite different from some of his predecessors coming. There's actually a strange report coming from some of the agencies in Northern Ireland this morning to say that Queen Elizabeth may well come and both of them go to Northern Ireland at the same time. Now, that's it hasn't been confirmed. I have no way of confirming that at all. It's a long shot and I wouldn't think it is.
The water conservation notice on the Loch Colum and Loch Fath supplies has been lifted 8 months after it was first issued. Records showed that April 2017 was the driest April experienced for 67 years, leading to the conservation notice being put in place in May of this year. Catherine Gaffney reports.
Although the request to conserve has been lifted following drought management measures that were taken by Irish Water and Donegal County Council over the past few months, customers are still urged to report any leaks they see by calling the Irish Water Customer Care Helpline. The lakes are approaching a sustainable level as a result of measures taken to manage the water flows. However, the utility has advised that they haven't recovered fully and customers are asked to continue to be mindful of their consumption practices. Irish Water and Donegal County Council have apologised for any inconvenience caused and would like to thank the public for their ongoing cooperation.
On for weather now, cloudy this evening but mainly dry apart from the odd patch of drizzle. Winds moderate to fresh southwest in direction and highest temperatures tonight of 9 to 10 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a 94-year-old woman who died in a house fire in Bonkrana has been named. Sadie Gill was pronounced dead at the scene after the blaze broke out yesterday afternoon at her farmhouse in Illies. Minister Kevin Boxer-Moran has confirmed 8,000 homes across Ireland are to receive flood defences as part of a €260 million plan due to be signed off today. Minister Moran said the OPW carried out a seafarm report which surveyed the country and identified flood risk areas including Castlefin. The Housing Minister has given the go-ahead to Donegal County Council to work on initiating a process which would provide housing for homeowners in Donegal affected by MICA. Many families have been forced out of their homes as they have been deemed unsafe to live in. And it's understood plans are underway for a joint visit by the Pope and Queen Elizabeth to the North next year. Pope Francis is due in Dublin in August 2018 for the World Meeting of Families. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. And we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, December the 19th. The death has taken place at the Donegal Hospice of Mavis Stewart, Woodhill, Shasha, Port na Blá, Dunfanaghy and formerly Portadown, County Armagh. There will be no wake. Funeral service on Thursday in St John's Church, Ballymore, Dunfanaghy at 12 noon. Burial afterward in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice. Care of any family member or hearken funeral directors, Crease Law. The death has taken place at Beaumont Hospital of Margaret Shadwick, late of Dublin and formerly of Bridge House Glenealy, County Donegal. Removal from Murphy's funeral home at Tobin Burnfoot this evening at 9 p.m. going to Bridge House Glenealy. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. All inquiries to Liam Collins, funeral director. The death has taken place at Alton Galvin Hospital of Patsy Burke, Naomh McGoldrick, 112 Carlton Drive, Strabane, and formerly of Marion Park, Strabane. Remains are reposing at her home this evening from 5:30. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Macmillan Cancer Support, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of George Bonner of Australia and formerly of Meanmore, Dunloe. His remains will be reposing in McGlynn's funeral home this evening from 7 o'clock with rosary at 9 o'clock. Removal tomorrow morning at 10:30 going to St Columbus Church Acres for funeral mass at 11 o'clock with interment afterwards in Belcrutch Cemetery. The death has taken place of Mae McCall at her daughter Margaret O'Dwyer's residence, Ballymaleel, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at Ballymaleel, family time from 10 o'clock tonight. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 9:15, going to St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Burial afterwards to the family plot at Cornwall Cemetery. The sudden death has occurred of David Madden, Ard Valley, Ardra. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there this evening to arrive at the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for 7 o'clock. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, followed by burial in Bala, County Mayo. Family time from 11 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to Pieta House, care of James McGuinness and Sons, funeral directors, Glenties. And the death has occurred in St Luke's Hospital Dublin of Dennis McGeehan, Conyborough Road, Lifford, and formerly 208 Corky Manor, Cunningham. Remains are reposing at his sister Bernadette Lafferty's home in Ballynarreen, Ballindrate. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Columbus Church, Drumahl, with interment to the family plot in the adjoining cemetery. Inquiries to Con McDade and Sons, funeral directors.